Now, Hannah Critchlow has been worrying about what she had for dinner last night in our Question of the Week.
The Naked Scientist's Question of the Week, brought to you in association with the Hauter Wiseman Foundation, supporting science and education from Alpha to Omega.
This week, we move our questioning eyes down the digestive tract.
Hello, my name is Klaus Gufein. I'm from Gothenburg, Sweden. Much food-related illnesses come from contamination by intestinal bacteria due to poor hygiene in meal preparation. So the obvious question is, will the person whose bacteria got into the food be sick as well?
So, can your own bowel bugs make you sick, or can they only make other people sick? According to Professor Liz Sockett at Nottingham University, the mucosal lining of your gut contains immune cells, which make antibodies, which will attack and neutralise specific bacteria. The immune system will remember seeing the specific bacterium if it reinfects. So, for the second exposure, the immune system will probably neutralise and kill the bacterium before it can multiply sufficiently to cause disease. But some food poisoning isn't caused by the bacteria growing in the individual, but by the toxins produced by the bacteria in food that has been poorly stored. The toxin damages your intestinal wall lining so quickly that you haven't got the time to mount an immune response to protect yourself. So immunity cannot protect you, and you could show symptoms on repeat exposure to the toxin. Staph aureus, for example, which can be found on the skin where it causes boils and spots, if that gets into poorly stored food, produces toxins which are heat and acid stable. So the bug may not survive in the cooking process and the acid environment of your stomach, but the toxin does, and it can poison your intestine, causing diarrhea and vomiting. Harry Flint, Professor of Rowett Institute of Food and Health at Aberdeen University, explains.
Intestinal damage and diarrhoea caused by the huge quantities of toxin present in the food and produced by the bacteria multiplying in the food can affect you even if you have acquired immunity to the bacteria.
And this has caused quite a contagious conversation amongst all of you on the forum. Evan AU comments that some people are symptomless carriers, so they do not clear the microorganism from their system. Instead, they continue to shed the pathogen indefinitely. One of the most infamous cases was Typhoid Mary, who had no symptoms of typhoid fever, but managed to infect many people in her occupation as a cook. And some people died. So, can you get sick from your own intestinal bacteria? Due to acquired immunity, the chances are low, but ingesting bacterially made toxins can cause a repeat illness. Now, making a movement towards Mars.
Hi, this is David Gould in Dublin, California. If scientists conclude that Mars is lifeless, will they decide to introduce life in order to terraform the planet?
So, could we introduce life onto Mars? What do you think? Let us know by tweeting at Naked Scientists, write on our Facebook page, email Chris at thenakedscientist.com, or join in the debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientist.com/forum.
Hannah Critchlow. She'll be back on the 5th of August when we look at the Curiosity mission, which is landing hopefully on Mars that day. That's it for this week. Thank you to Hugh Hunt, who joined us to do our experiment, and also Dominic Ford and Diana O'Carroll, and our production team, Mira Senthilingam and Tom Simpkins. Join us next time for a look at the science of flight.
The Naked Scientists podcast comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC, the STFC, the Natural Environment Research Council, and UK FAST. For more cutting-edge science, join us online at nakedscientists.com.